We find two interesting extremes in this week's parasha. Inshallah, right? We have two interesting extremes. In the beginning of the parasha, we have the Shira, Gvalda Gadarga, Klaisol. They came to the Dargo of Ze Keli Vaveu. It's brought down Chazal, the Rishonim, that they came to Azad Dargo of Emuna, that they were able to point Kivayochol that the Rebbe Hashem and say, Ze Azad Dargo Emuna Muchoshis, Azad Dargo feeling Emuna of living it, that they were able to point with the Etzba and to be able to say, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gvaldiga Darga. Even higher than that, on a higher level, we find, before Hashem brings down, you can look over here, he has a Gvaldiga Maimra, but it's brought down also in other Sfarim. In the Orgid Ayo, the end of the parasha, he has a Gvaldiga Maimra on the parasha here. He brings down that we find another special Darga in the Shira that we don't find in other places. Chazal say, it's the Medrash that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Miyoyim Shebora Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zayilam, from the first from the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Adam Rishon, nobody said Shira until Klal Yisrael said Shira over here by the Yamsuf. And the Mefarshim ask, it's a famous Kasha that we find Adam Rishon said Shira, others said Shira, it says 10 people said Shira. So he says over there a Gevaldik Gazach, which is based on the Beis Halevi in this week's parasha. The Medrash says that it says Oz Yashem Moshe. So the Medrash says that Oz Yashem Moshe was a tikkun for the Avera that Moshe Rabbeinu did. Umei Oz Bossi Al Paro. He came to complain to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That Umei Oz Bossi Al Paro Hare Yisal Amazeh. From the time that I came to Paro, Moshe Rabbeinu claimed things got worse. So it says in the Medrash that's a play on words. The Oz Yashir of the Shira was a tikkun for the Oz Basi. So Beis Halevi explains in this week's parasha that it's not a play on words. The idea behind it is that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said Me'oz Basi Apare, was Ki'ilu saying, I don't understand the Mahalchum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All I see is bad. And I see that from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do, there are bad things coming out. The tikkun of the Shira of Oz Yashem Moshe was that Klal Yisrael, after the Gula and after Yam Suf, they were able to take a look back and they were able to see that even the things that were gullus and even the things that were bad and even the Yisurim also had a tachlis and they were all part of a master plan. L'tovas Klal Yisrael for the tikkun and for the shleimus of Klal Yisrael. That's why it says, the Gemara says in Gittin, it says, Micha Moicha Ba'elim Hashem. So the Gemara says in Gittin, the word Elim also means ilmim, means dumb, they can't talk. And it's going on the time of the Golus, that even Kivayochol, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivayochol is ilim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't speak, he doesn't speak, and it's not Megala himself, there too it's Micha Moicha, who is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means the Darga of the Shira is a Darga where there's a recognition. Shira means the Gilui of Kovod Shemayim. The Darga of the Shira is that there's a recognition that everything in the Bria is for Kovod Shemayim, side the good and side the bad. That was the Darga of the Shira of the Yamsuf. A Darga that nobody ever came to. That's what it says in the Chazal, that nobody ever said Shira until Klal Yisrael said. There was Shira. There was a Gilui of Kvod Yisbarach in the Bria. But only from the things that looked good. The Darga that Klal Yisrael came to, which was a Darga that even things which are golos, even things which are bad, even things which look like tzoris, which are also part of the master plan, like the famous Medrash says, that when a person saw somebody plowing the fields, he says, what are you destroying the field for? And then he sees him planting, and then he sees him cutting it again, he says, what are you cutting it for? The answer is that the plowing is a preparation for the planting, for the harvest that's coming afterwards. Is the ability to look back and to be able to see and said that the plowing afterwards grew something from it. That means from every galus and from every breaking of Klal Yisrael, afterwards grows a Yeshua. You have to be able to have a Oyrech Yomim as Re'e Bishu Ozzy. You have to be able to have a long look to be able to see and look back and see how everything that happens is part of a master plan, it's part of the Gilu Kvodei Yisbarach. But that Darga was a Darga of the Shira. The darg of Micha Moicha Be'elam Hashem, that they came to the darg that they were able to recognize that even Kivayochel and Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't talk, even when he's quiet, there's also a Micha Moicha Be'elam Hashem. We also have a recognition. We see that it's part of the master plan, part of the march towards Shlemus. That was the darg of the Shira. That's the Pshat, says the Beis Halevi, that it says, May Oz Basi Apalo. Oz Yashir was a tikkun dafka on that Nekuda. Because he said, Me'oz Basi Apalo Havayasa, from the time that I came to power, things got worse. That means he saw, I don't see what good is coming out of it. Oz Yashir Moshe was a tikkun dafka on that. It was a tikkun dafka on the Nekuda, that even the bad things are all part of a master plan. Akaponim Shteta, that in the Shira, Klaisel came to a Gevaltika Darga. They came to a Darga of Zekeli Vanveyu. They came to a Darga Neira of Kemat Lasa Lavi. By the way, this Bechina that a person has an ability to see, that even the bid and the Tzoras and the Golas are all part of a master plan, that's an Olam Habadikakuk. In this world, it's very hard to get such a look. The ability to be able to see that the bid is part of the good, is part of a master plan, that's an Olam Habadikuk. I always say this. I saw after Sfasana says that, I think he says it, that it says that Purim is the yontif that won't be bottled la'asad lavoi. And the reason is because la'asad lavoi is a bechina where everything's clear. Purim is a la'asad lavoi dika yontif. On Purim, Klal Yisrael came to the darga of Shira, where they were able to see that even all the things, all the mahalchim which looked bad, were all be'etzim, pumfaket, were all, everything that was bad was on the other side of the coin, the foundation and the beginning of the binyan of the gula. That is a olam habadika look. That's an asad lavadika look. The ability to be able to see shleimus achtus ha-kodesh brochu, that everything in the bria comes from ha-kodesh brochu, side the good, side the bad, that's an olam habadika look. That's what it says in Zayir HaKodesh. I think it's brought down that a person says Oz Yashir every day, Zayir HaKodesh. The Shira is an Olam HaBadikukuk. The Shira is an Olam HaBadikukuk. The ability to see that everything's part of the master plan, that's an Olam HaBadikukuk. Maybe that's the pshat that we learn at Tchias HaMeisim from here. Oz Yashir, says Rashi, Mikan L'Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. What's the pshat in that, Taka? The pshat is because the Shira that Klal Yisrael said was a darga of after Olam HaZeh. The ability to go, be able to see that everything's part of the master plan and everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu does is l'toiv, that's already a tchias ha'meisim dikakuk. That's already l'asad lovei dikakuk. Klal Yisrael came to that darga. Al kaponim, gvaldika darga, that's the beginning of the parasha. At the end of the parasha, right, just a few minutes later, if you have a quick balkaira, right at the end, what does it say? Vayovei Amalek vayilochem im Yisrael, says Rashi. It says right after Klal Yisrael is complaining over here, they don't have what to eat, etc., etc., etc. Says Rashi, Tamid ani beinechem, I'm always here. Umizumin lechol tzorchechem, I'm always available. Va'atam oimim, and you're saying, Hayesh Hashem b'kibeinu ma'ayin, there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayechem, I'll remind you where I am. Moshul, shocking Moshul. La'adam shehir kiv benoyak seifoi, a guy gives his kid a piggyback ride. His kid's riding on his shoulder. V'yotu l'derech, and they go out to the way. Hayoisa ben roya chayfetz v'oimer. The kid says, oh, tati, buy me ice cream. V'tein li unayisun li. Shein shneir chashishas. Pogu ba'adam echot. They meet somebody. Omo le'oisa ben. The kid says, Risa, Saba, you saw my father? Listen to the picture. The kid's sitting on his father's shoulders. He asks his father for ice cream, the father gives him ice cream. He says, I want me a toy, buy me a toy. Give me this, and this. Then if he meets somebody, all of a sudden, if he gets his writing on his father, and he says, have you seen my father around? Amalei Avicha, father says, Eini yodei eichen ani? You can't find me, I'll remind you who you are. He threw him down. He says, oh, mind the way. Now, the story is a shocking story. First of all, a minute ago, you asked your father for this, a minute ago, you asked your father for that, a minute ago, you asked your father for that. Second of all, you're riding on his shoulders. Now, if Rashi brings down the Moshul of Klal Yisrael, that means the kid didn't have a stroke or get Alzheimer's at a young age that he forgot where he is. that Rashi doesn't have to bother them. Never kids sing. Yom Tefillah will say Tehillim. But that's not Vayavai Amalek, right? What's going on over here? You hear the Darga that it comes to? They're sitting on the shoulder. They're busy saying, get me this, you go shopping with the kid in the supermarket, right? The kid's riding the thing. And the mother's pushing the thing. And Amida was like, where's mommy? Oh, no, where is she, Taku? We should call the police, go look for her, right? What's the pshat on that? And what's strange is that from the beginning of the parasha to the end of the parasha, right? I say, cooked ice. A short period of time, by the way. Beginning of the parasha, there. Tchias Amesim Dik, the Asad Lovi Dik, Gewaldige Munna, Zekeli van Veyu, Micha Becha Beel Mashem, Kishen Shem Vorcham Al Tayyib, Kishen Shem Vorcham Al Ra, Me'oz Bozi Apara, right? And then, a few psukim later, they're holding in a matzav that they're sitting in a Kosh Bochu shoulder, sitting in the shopping wagon, and they don't know where they are. How could it be such a thing? No, so what's the third? It stated two things. First of all, state that menucha, that emuna, not menucha, menucha will be tomorrow. Emuna is something which needs constant work. But I want to talk about the second chiddush first. I hold state the neridik chiddush in the parasha that we're mezalzel. A person does an avodah in ruchnius. He works on something. He gets somewhere. He accomplishes something. He has a kinyan in something. Emunah, midas, tovus, learning. Whatever he's working on. And then there's a collapse. So what does everyone say to themselves? It was all a fake. It was nothing. It was garnished. It was a passing thing. I didn't mean it. Right? That's the way we all are. That's what the Torah says. State in this week's parasha not like that. You have a parasha which looks like a comic thing. In the beginning of the parasha, they got to a darg of Olam Haba. In the end of the parasha, they were in shocking shape because we had to throw them off. And the Torah is not the psychiatric magazine of schizophrenic people. As if the Torah brought down the shira at the beginning of the parasha and was kaveh the Torah, right? If you come to shul on time, you say Yom Shem every day. If the pshat is. Is it the Torah was kaveyet l'doyrei doyris? Is the pshat is that it was a real thing? In the end of the parasha, it disappeared. They got to such a darga that Hakadosh Baruch Hu had to say, I have to remind you whose shoulder you're sitting on. The Torah is like kavuzah. Do they have to do with each other? The kinyan they had, which they harvested for and they worked for to get the emunah. If you don't work for the Torah, when they brought it down, is something which is a kinyan nitzchi, and that's something which is loyal and void. It's amazing in the Torah inayin. Afterwards, there was a Yerida, they get punished for it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will deal with the Yerida. But it doesn't wipe out your past kinyanim. It doesn't wipe out where you are. The Oz Yosher stays of Abrik. The next week they had a terrible Yerida. But the kinyan and ruchnius that they had stayed. I had a discussion with the Bocha this week, which was more urgent me to speak about this. And the mashal, the Gevaldik mashal, the Bocha said the mashal. When a guy is climbing up a mountain, right, you're climbing up Mount Everest. Richtig? Is he climbing up? And you climb up, Mutschesuch, 1,000 feet, what's this thing, snappling it's called? With the ropes? Right? You fucking wouldn't know. And you're climbing up, and you're climbing up, and climbing up, climb up. Oops! You slip. You fall down, you're back at the bottom again. So what do you have from your efforts? Nothing. You're back at the bottom again. There's a misconceived notion that a ruchnius is the same thing. That if you mutchi, you mutchi, you mutchi, you climb up, and then you slip, you fall. You're back where you started from. You daven for an esrei good for a week. Go harvest with kavana. And then, a week later, you're back where you started from, chaplap. So what's everyone say to themselves? Am I right, everyone? Am I right, everyone? What? Right. Am I right? Have you gone to the gizim for a change? Yeah? Yeah. In Musa, you're giving. Right? Goldman. So what does everyone say? Zero. We're back here. Here we go, start over again. Now what happens? So what happens is that since everyone keeps slipping, so everyone has the feeling that it's all zero. Zero plus zero, can you do is zero. And everyone lives with the hargosha. They're not getting anywhere because I go up and I go down. I go up and I go down. That means every time you dive in 2 weeks, good, and then you have a bad week, so you say to yourself, it's all nothing. Then you have another good 2 weeks, then you have a bad week again. So you fight to zero. So you're not going anywhere. state in this expression, not like that. That's what they bring Oz Yosher for. They didn't hold on to the level of Amunah. A week later on, the Akash Boko had to give them a beating. They had to bring a Molech, nothing less, you understand? They had to bring a Molech himself. They needed a Zah beating. A Kelev Neishech. They brought the dog himself to bite. It's state on that, not like that. Why talk? Because the Moshel's a mistake, by the way. Every time a person makes an effort in Ruchnius, so he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was kind of nitzchis. That nobody can take away from you. Do you hear Rabbi Nussbaum? Nobody. And we're not trying to climb mountains over here. So we're not trying to cover ground. We're not trying to get anywhere. Every time a person is kind of something in Ruchnius, every time he's kind it, it's a kinyan nitzchi v'olam v'od. It's olam haba d'kazan. That's it. It's yours. You have a week that you didn't daven well, so you didn't. That week you weren't kind of nitzchius, but you don't go back to where you were before. There's no such thing. It's mishagas. And a person is the sum total of all his avoid and ruchnius. And that's why you can have in one parsha a darg of olam haba and a darg of olam haba, where you need a patch, and the two things are not astir with each other, and the two things are not schizophrenic, and they're both emes lamitoi. That's aleph. The second thing is shteita nachazach. You would think that somebody who comes to a darg of Oz Yashir, of Olam Haba, is a fair tegemaisa. Shteita not like that. That's the second thing. A person has to work his whole life. And there's nothing that's finished. And a person can get to the highest dargas of the highest dargas. And if he doesn't work to hold on to it, and he doesn't invest, and he doesn't develop, and he sits back and relaxes and says, okay, I made it to the top. So then, Taka, the Moshel's right. You go right sliding down. And you get to a matzah that you're sitting on your father's, what do you call it? And that doesn't make sense. You're sitting on your father's shoulders and you can't see? Yeah, that's the Kerech Yetzar. The Kerech Yetzar is that a person could be sitting on his father's shoulders, sitting a thing, and asking, who is the Tata? Anybody see my father? That's the way we are, by the way. We're not sitting on a Kerech Baruch Hu's shoulders. We brought ourselves into the world. We gave ourselves life. We woke ourselves up in the morning. We made the trees grow. Look, the food that we get is totally in us. You have two El Niños and there won't be any food left. You know what El Niños? You heard of it? Rabbi Leskowitz, you want to explain to them? You're intelligent? I was joking. I'll explain. There's a threat to the entire food of the entire world. You know that? A serious, tangible threat. You know that, Rabbi Nussbaum? You have something else to worry about now. Is the virus not totally in us? You know that? You saw that? You knew that? You know that, right? There's a serious threat to the entire food of the entire world because everyone uses these deodorant sprays. It's making a hole in the ozone. There's global warming. So all the weather is changing all over the world. That's when you shine there, use deodorants. The shamis are for the climate. They're protecting the environment. It's for years already like that. Over here, you'll see this. Look on top. All jokes aside, what's the pshat? The pshat is that it's not totally in us. It's not totally in us, Michal. There's a threat to the entire food chain of the entire globe, if you know what's going on. That in 2 or 3 years it could come out, nothing will grow because when it was supposed to be hot, it will be cold. When it was supposed to be cold, it will be hot. So it's not totally in us, Michal. Because Moshe gives us life. He gives us air. He gives us oxygen. He gives us the shama. We're sitting on the shoulders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And he's holding on to us. And we say, who's the Tata? Where are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's going on? What do you mean, where are you? I'm holding you, sitting on my shoulders. Oh, but that's the greatness of a person. A person can... There is a Zabriya in the veld that a person can be sitting. Shteit on the version, say, it's a Rashi. What do you need to talk about? We all live it ourselves. We all feel that we're sitting on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shoulders. Of course not. Right? There's a Gvaldik Ramban. The Ramban says, I say it over every year, so Rabbi Geber will forgive me, but the Ramban says that... Pasukit is in Yudalad. The Rabban says that when Paro ran after Klal Yisrael into the Yamsuf, the Ein B'chol HaMoifsim Kepela Haim. He said the biggest Moifis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, a new secret, a big idea, not the Aseres Makis, and not the Kriyas Yamsuf. The biggest Moifis in Kriyas Yamsuf was the Pella that after everything power ran into the Yamsuf with them. Vosetergement, what did you think? Vizeb the MS Shigoyin Lohem. You have to be Meshuga. He was crazy. Avol Sochol Atzosom Vichazakas Libam. Akosh Bohu famished their heads. He says it's the biggest pella. The ein b'chol ha-moifsin kepella hazeh. Out of all the moifsin, the Lashon Ramban, out of all the moifsin of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it isn't like this pella that Pari ran into the arms of after Moses B'chayis. I think we live this pella every day. If so, then we have a chizak and amuna. We know there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know He runs the world. We ignore Him. We say, where's the Father? That's not a pella. That's not a mishagas. But the Torah says, that's the way a person is. We have a Yetzer Hara, and we have the ability to say, Avu is the Tata. I think that's connected to Hamolik, but that's a different topic we spoke about Shabbos Zach. Yeah? That's where the ability to say such a thing is an Hamolik Zach. But it's a koyach of Sitra Achad that every person has, that you're able to say such a thing. So that's the second Nakud we see over here. Emuna needs work. And every time a person is kind of something, he says to himself, oh yeah, Shalom Alayn Afshi Am Beseder. Finish the say. You can go from one darga to another. Is when you go down, it doesn't mean that the up was nothing. And when you go up, it doesn't mean that you're not going to go down.